Brent from Lincoln Journal Star. Alexis, what are the things that led to success at the Big Ten tournament a couple weeks ago that you hope to carry over now into the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I really felt like we leaned into each other. We leaned into our scouts. We were really focused for 4 days, and we just took it one game at a time, and I think that mentality here in this tournament is going to be really important for us.
Jazz, let's act like you weren't in the room. What happened at the Big Ten tournament that you'd like to carry over into this tournament?
I just think we were ready. We felt really fresh. We all had positive attitude. Everyone was ready to come out and fight, and we had that belief throughout the entire tournament.
Coach, you're one of a handful of coaches in the tournament field that actually went to school that they're now coaching. And I'm wondering if when you were a student at Nebraska, a student athlete, did you ever envision that, you know, you'd be here coaching your alma mater?
Honestly, back then, there's no way I could have envisioned this scenario. I walked on the basketball team at Nebraska and eventually, after a couple of years, earned a scholarship and was just so honored to be a part of it. And now to be back actually leading the program, I think sometimes when you're in that role where, I don't know, I joke all the time about being in the 30-30 club, where if we were up 30 or down 30, I was going to get 30 seconds of playing time. But sometimes when that's what your role is, you learn a lot from being over on that sideline, and you look at and think the game in a different manner. I think my dad was a high school coach my whole life growing up. I think I always craved watching film, breaking down film. I think I've had that coaching in my blood for a long time. So I feel honored to have the opportunity to be back leading this program that that I loved being a part of as a player. And so I don't think I saw it back then, but incredibly grateful for that opportunity now.
Just know we're going to keep questions for Coach Williams toward the end, so if we can address them as student athletes first. Thank you.
I have a quick question for Jazz, if that's okay. You know, a lot of people point to that game against Iowa as kind of the defining moment of your season, but what would you say is the defining moment of your season, and when do you think that the team kind of coalesced?
Yeah, I definitely think we showed glimpses throughout the season, but I think we've really come together just in this Big Ten tournament. I think that everything we've learned through the wins and through the losses, we really put together, and we were able to show out there in Minnesota, and I think that we're kind of going to run with that, and I think we're all really positive right now.
Morgan Weaver with KBTX and College Station for either one of the players. Just what are some things that you've seen from Texas A&M that's going to make them such a challenge in round one?
Yeah, they're a really physical team, and they're really good at rebounding. I think they average about 14 offensive rebounds, so that's really important for us to just rebound the ball and keep them off the boards.
Matt Coatney, Huskers Radio Network. For Jazz first, and then Alexis, the same question. You were sitting on that podium and in the gym 2 years ago in Louisville. How different is this experience so far, and how different do you want it to be than 2 years ago in Louisville?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of people in our team right now that have been in that position 2 years ago, and we felt like we fell short, and we believe that now that we're here, we're ready to keep fighting and go really deep in the tournament. We believe that we can do that, and we know how to do that.
Yeah, I think a lot of us that year didn't have a lot of experience in the NCAA tournament, and now us both being here, this is our third year here together, we're ready to be here and win games. I think that's kind of a different mentality than we're just kind of we're excited to be in the tournament, honored to be a part of it, and now we're here to finish some business. So,
Lex, what are the ways that this week has felt different, and the NCAA team tournament is something different, and not just like going to play Michigan State or going to play Minnesota or something?
Yeah, there's obviously a lot of excitement around it. It's the most important part of the year. This is what you prepared for all year, is making this tournament and winning games in this tournament. So there's a lot of excitement around it, and there's a lot of fun things that you get to do that you don't usually get to do in your regular season.
Jazz, any particular emotions with being back in Oregon and just down the road from where your career started? And then specifically, I mean, what are your memories of being back in, or what memories come to mind being back in this building?
Yeah, it definitely feels a little weird. We flew into Eugene, and then just some memories came back, and then we drove down here to Corvallis, and obviously I played here a couple times. I just remember walking down the hallway, which is kind of like a sad memory, but the last time I was here was when Kobe Bryant passed away, so it was kind of a weird feeling there with Sabrina and stuff, so it was pretty cool to be able to relive those memories with the people that I had it with, but also some sad ones, like Kobe passing away.
Lex, what are the fun things you get to do in the NCAA tournament that aren't normal? What are examples?
Yeah, I mean, you come a few days earlier, just kind of get to explore, like, the city, and obviously just you get, like, gifts and nice, fun gear and just stuff like that, so it's a lot of fun.
Okay. Do we have any more questions for the student athletes? All right, thank you.
Thanks.
We'll now open it up to coach questions for Coach. Coach, if you would, we'll just start off with a quick opening statement on your thoughts being here, and then we'll open up to questions.
Okay. I am incredibly excited for another run with this team. We just had so much fun at our Big Ten tournament, really having a lot of things come together and play our best basketball. And it feels like it's been a really long time since we got to tip it up. And so we're just super excited for the opportunity that's in front of us. And I love coaching this team so much. And to have that opportunity again here tomorrow, we're incredibly excited to get it going.
Okay, questions?
Amy, the team has done very well with Logan Nisley in the lineup. She has been very good in the Big Ten tournament. How excited are you for the three freshmen, but particularly Nisley and, I guess, Natalie Potts, for them to get to experience this? And how big of a difference has Nisley made since she's been in the starting lineup?
Yeah, we are incredibly blessed to have three outstanding freshmen that have contributed throughout this entire season for us and made a huge difference. And I think that all three of them have been able to, throughout the early part of our season, kind of work through some growing pains to the point where they were ready to step up and contribute. And when I look at our Big Ten tournament and Jess Petrie coming in and playing huge minutes when Lex was in foul trouble in a couple of those first round games, and Natalie Potts, you know, being the freshman of the year, playing huge roles, having a double-double up there in the Big Ten tournament in one of our games. And then Logan Nisley went on an 11-point second quarter in one of our wins, our third quarter maybe, you know, just contributing. You know, I think we as a team set the record for the most three-point field goals made ever in the Big Ten tournament, and that doesn't happen with a player who's not a confident shooter like Logan Nisley, I think. Early, we knew just how special her mentality and confidence was. She was maybe struggling in our first three or four ball games, three-point field goal percentage-wise, and her teammates would see in practice what a great shooter she was, and they'd say, you know, keep shooting, Logan, and she'd be like, oh, I will. And I think that just shows the level of confidence that young lady has, and it's really paid off for us that she plays with that kind of confidence.
How many of Texas A&M games have you watched so far now?
I'm pretty sure in entirety it's 13 full game films that I've watched, with a lot of just you know, clips and highlights and stuff from several others. But just taking some tidbits from, you know, they played Purdue early in the season, which is a conference opponent that we're obviously very familiar with after having played them three times this year. And so kind of the common opponents like that. But and then obviously their most recent games, and just a ton of respect for what that team has out on the court and the talent that they're able to really play with.
When you got done watching those games, what did you think that Nebraska will have to do well to beat them?
Obviously, we know that we're going to have to keep them off the glass, and that's a huge key. They're very, very dangerous in transition. I think they can really get going. They have a lot of people that can rebound and then just bring the ball and push their pace in transition. So that's unique. They don't have to get the ball out of their forwards' hands. Their forwards can bring the ball up the floor and handle it and make good decisions and push pace. So our transition defense and then our ability to sit down and defend and keep the ball in front of us will really be a big factor.
Questions? Coach, thank you.
Thank you.
The transcripts will be provided by ASAP shortly, and the video of this press conference can be found at ncaa.veritone.com.